Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you're Donald Trump, the CIA and the FBI work together to frame you. But if you're Joe Biden, the FBI and the CIA work together to cover up Democrat crime. Can you imagine how cool it would be if Donald Trump could just call up the CIA and if there's anything negative about him, just have it erased? And who does that? Actual dictators. Newly declassified intel shows Biden requested that the CIA hide the Ukraine's concern. This is Ukrainian government officials about his family's corrupt business dealings in the Ukraine. Records show, CIA records, that in 2015, then President Biden told the CIA he would strongly prefer an intelligence report documenting Ukrainian officials' concerns with his family's ties to criminal and corrupt business deals in their country not be disseminated. So it wasn't. So much for no one is above the law, right? So think about it. They're spying, FBI, that part of the deep state, spying on Republicans, trying to find any kind of dirt they can, illegally, by the way, because they didn't have a warrant to do it. On the one hand, the entire Republican ecosystem as they work toward show trials like the kind they had Trump under at the time. 92 organizations. It's so outrageous. Meanwhile, over at the CIA, they had been surveilling Ukrainian government officials. They had Ukrainian government sources. They're talking to them and finding out Ukrainian government knows all about these dirty and illegal Biden business deals. They're very concerned about the Biden's activities in their country, especially since Joe Biden's saying, hey, we got $1 billion of foreign aid here. And my son and the board he's on are being investigated and I want the prosecutor to go away or you don't get the foreign aid. In other words, he is facilitating crime in the country. The Ukrainian leadership under Poroshenko knew it, didn't like it, felt they'd been held hostage to it. And so the CIA puts together these situation reports. That are done by the agents who do intel for that. So this is in 2015, and the report documents Ukrainian officials' concerns that Biden family ties to corrupt business deals in their country threaten their national security. Fantastic. What a great guy we had as president. Or, well, we'll never know if he was actually the president. Anyway, CIA Director John Ratcliffe just declassified those heavily redacted records after Biden disappeared them so they could not hurt him in any of his future electoral chances. So this must be great. If there's intel about you, evidence of your crimes, just erase it. Make it go away. And really, this is what we're seeing is just the FBI and the CIA being used again to cover up and protect Democrats from the consequences of their crimes while going after Republicans trying to find anything that they can use. One of the victims there, by the way, Senator Josh Hawley, lost it yesterday over this FBI spying.
They targeted the DOJ, the Biden DOJ specifically targeted a group of us. They asked for our call records so they could see who we talked to, who called us. I believe also track our location over a period of days. This is outrageous. I mean, this is really unbelievable. It's blatantly unconstitutional. It's a violation of the First Amendment. It's a violation of the separation of powers. And it also goes to show you the extent to which the Biden administration was so corrupt, using the FBI to target their political enemies. And let's not forget, they didn't just do it to senators. They did it to school board parents who went and spoke up at those school board meetings. They did it to 92 conservative organizations, including Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. They tried to recruit spies into Catholic parishes. That's the kind of people we're dealing with here. Bill, we need a total investigation, a thorough investigation into everybody who was responsible. And I think there needs to be prosecutions.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.